Chapter 9. The Beginning of Everything Else. Joey, Dawson, and Pacey were walking together along the street. Dawson was in the middle. Joey didn't want to be near Pacey. The evening had been terrible. It had been like a terrible movie. But Dawson hadn't watched the scene between Pacey and Joey. He didn't understand why they weren't talking to each other. He was thinking about his own problems. Soon, Pacey turned off the street. He was going towards the harbor.
"Good night,"
he said quietly. "Good night," Dawson answered. Joey didn't speak. The two friends walked on in silence. After a minute, Dawson had to say something.
"Joey, why did you leave me alone at the dance?" he asked. "I was so stupid. I behaved so badly."
"It wasn't my fault, Dawson," Joey replied. "Growing up brings problems for all of us. We're all learning about life. You know that."
"Well, what have we learned from this evening?" Dawson asked.
"In the future, we must stay at home on Saturday evenings and watch movies. That's what we've learned," Joey replied.
"That won't be difficult," Dawson said. "My relationship with Jen is finished."
"Dawson, you never started a real relationship with her," Joey said.
"You're right," Dawson replied sadly.
But at that moment, they both saw Jen. She was sitting near the edge of the creek. She was looking down at the water. Dawson looked at Joey. She looked at him. She had never felt so sad in all her life.
"It's okay, Dawson," she said. "Go to her, if you want to. Maybe your movie will have a happy ending."
Pacey was by the harbor. He was sitting in a rowboat. He was looking at the water and the lights on the pleasure boats. He was feeling very sad. Everything had gone wrong. Pacey wasn't lucky in his relationships with girls. He knew that. He always said the wrong things to them. But tonight, he had been very stupid. He thought about Joey. She had been his friend for many years. But she had hated him when he had kissed her. No, he wasn't lucky with girls. And now there was someone who he really liked. Someone who had kissed him. Someone who had liked kissing him. He was sure of that. But she wasn't a girl. She was a woman. And she was his English teacher. Could anything be worse than this? And as he was thinking about Miss Jacobs, he heard her voice behind him.
"Pacey, are you okay?"
"No, Miss Jacobs," Pacey replied. "I'm not okay. I'm very unhappy. Everything in my life is wrong. You know that. Why are you here?"
"Pacey," Miss Jacobs said gently, "I came here to look for you. I've made you unhappy, and I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you that. You're unhappy, and that's my fault. I kissed you, and I flirted with you. That was wrong. I've had a lot of problems in my life, and now I've done something very stupid, and I've made you unhappy. I feel terrible about that. But your life will change, Pacey. It will get better. Being 15 is very difficult, but life will get better. Please believe me."
"Don't be sorry about kissing me tomorrow," Pacey said. "It wasn't all your fault. It was my fault, too. You kissed me, but I kissed you. Don't be sorry about it."
Miss Jacobs looked into his eyes, and she smiled at him.
"Okay, but it can't happen again, Pacey," she said. "You have to understand that. Good night. Try to be happy." And then she turned and walked away. Dawson stood next to Jen. For a few minutes, they looked out over the water without speaking. The only sound in the night was some quiet music. It was coming from one of the boats in the creek. At last, Dawson spoke.
Jen, I'm sorry, he said. I'm very, very sorry.
You made me angry tonight, Jen replied.
I know that, Dawson said. I was afraid, Jen. I thought, I'm going to lose Jen. Cliff will be her boyfriend. She wants me to be her special friend, and not her boyfriend. Joey is my special friend, and now I'm going to be Jen's special friend. Jen will tell me about her feelings for other boys. She'll tell me about her boyfriends, but I'll never be one of them. That's what I thought. That's why I was afraid.
Jen stood up and looked into Dawson's eyes. Do you want to be my boyfriend, Dawson? Jen asked quietly.
Yes, he replied. Do you want me to be your boyfriend?
Let's try it, Jen said. Maybe it's a good idea. Dawson smiled, and he gently kissed Jen's lips.
We spent the evening at the school dance, he said, but we never danced together.
Shall we dance together now? We have music from the boat. And a moment later, the two young people were dancing beside the creek in the bright moonlight. The Beginning of Everything Else was read by Rhonda Miller.